You sacrificed the OMG, no pun intended.
Oh my God. Oh, you got this little one back there. God. That's the same exact quality, but it's the smaller one.
This is Gumparazzi. You're watching the Undergated Podcast.
What is going on, people? We are back. The Undergated Podcast, presented to you by the Undergated Network, where we talk about Gunpla, Gundam, videos, TV shows, books, anime, video games, you name it, we talk about it. It's another Wednesday, people.
We're back.
Another Wednesday. Halfway through the week. So we're here for you. We're going to chill out. We're going to talk some GBWC. We're going to talk some diorama building. You know, that's my lane, and I like love talking about that. And just kick back. Again, GBWC China Inland dropped a video on YouTube, or Inland China dropped the video on YouTube. And we just want to kind of skim through some of the contestants there and talk about it, man. Talk about it. So, but before we get started, as always, I got my boys with me. I got CD. CD is... How would I do this? Not that way.
Yeah, that way.
There we go. That way. That's CD. And down there is Austin. Again, the Undergated Podcast.
CD.
Man, last week we finally got all three of us back together. We chilled out, talked about Promo Event 2025, how fun that was. If you missed last week's episode, this is what you missed.
Going to this event and watching, like, everybody interact, and it's almost like a class reunion almost.
Oh, God,
like, that's how it feels. Like, it feels like, yo, like, the class
Burial
reunion.
Gunpla,
like,
shout out my guy Dan. Always love seeing him.
And that was last week's episode. Again, we talked about Plomo, how fun it was. So put it on your calendar when we announce the dates. You know, all three of us are going to try to make it down there, God willing. Right? So get your bills ready. Y'all got 11 months and counting to get started. Right, for some top quality stuff, some high quality, maybe magazine worthy type of stuff. So make sure y'all get y'all stuff squared away. But before we get started, as normal, we always going to start off with the greetings. Brothers, how's y'all week been? How was the weekend?
Man, it was good. It was a good weekend. I honestly can't remember what we did. It went by really quick. I did a little school shopping. Chloe, like I said, Chloe's back in basketball, so we got her another pair of shoes to add to the rotation. I spent some time with her at the gym, putting up some shots, working on her ball handling. I'm on that pouring back into the family right now. So I spent some time with the missus. Went to go see my godson football game. It was nice being under the lights. I'm like, damn. Kind of wish I had a son.
Miss it.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
Miss it a little bit.
I see I'm hitting him in the back of his helmet. You know, I'm like, damn. Like, this is lit. I'm almost making me want to get out there and coach, knowing I don't know nothing about no cover three. That's it. All I got is Madden for him. But other than that, man, it was a cool little weekend. I did shout out to the WCGA, Lang, Ian, Dan. I hopped on their podcast, which I think is out now, if not sometime this week. So if you guys want, check that out on their YouTube and on their Spotify. It was a good conversation. How about y'all?
Man, this weekend was well needed, man. Impromptu for me, where Austin and I, we kind of linked up and chilled out on Saturday. I needed another desk for the room. I found one at the Habitat for Humanity. I hit up Austin because he got an SUV and was like, yo, he helped me out. And he came through, scooped it, brought it back to the house. And after that, it was just chilling with Austin, man. And then kind of rinse, wash, and repeat on Sunday, too. So, Well needed. So I can't complain. Little mama had cheer on Saturday and then cheer photos on Sunday at the old at my old high school football field. So the Darling Stadium, man, it felt weird walking through the stadium. I was like, man, oh man, I just play put on by Jeezy, and it's I'm
take
back at home.
It'll take me all the way back. Put On by Jeezy. That was our like kind of our theme song, and yeah. But other than that, chill, man. Chill. Austin?
Yeah, no, echo the same words. Like Coop said, we were hanging out, me and him on the weekend. We kind of drove around a little bit, hit up some places, got some things, got lucky, got real lucky, then got unlucky, then got lucky again, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. And then for the whole week, it's actually been super quiet. Not really much going on. The government shut down, so everybody, I don't know if everybody else is like, you know, worried about stuff. So that was my week, just sitting around hoping that the government opens back up. But I didn't let that stop me. I went outside, I did my own thing, had adventures, stuff like that.
There you go. That's what's up. That's what's up. Hopefully everybody out there, they had a good week. A lot of crazy stuff happening in the news and stuff like that. So please be careful. Please be on your P's and Q's. Stay in your lane unless it's really like helping somebody out. And we'll talk more about that later. Next up, building and breaking down the backlog. What new items did we add into the collection? What old items did we pull out and say, you know what, I want to work on this? I did pull some items out. I have a couple of collab builds that I'm working on with Gunpla OG, Ricky Glue. I got that pulled out. It actually came in as well, because I had to ship some stuff up from Plamo because it couldn't fit in the bag as normal, right? So one thing I won at the Plamo event was the GP03 Master Grade, Bandai Master Grade, old kit, vintage looking kit. Yeah.
What year?
Year circa 2001. 2001.
First grade for me. Sheesh.
So I was like, you know what? It seems like a simple enough master grade. Don't have to go too crazy with it, right? Actually has a nickname. A Stanimus? You know how all of them have like that, those flowers? As their name, like Stamen. Yeah. Stamen. Mm. That's the nickname. And here is the, I guess, I wish they did this again for Master Grades. Right? Put a picture with it.
Yeah.
But it looks simple enough. The runner, this is all the color runners you get.
Damn.
All the color runners
you get. How many runners are there? It looks like.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, the RGs come with those now.
Yeah. Again, something simple, something quick and easy. Kind of on a little master grade kick ever since I did the Sinaju. Old school manual, of course. Where it gives you those, like the schematics.
Yeah, the mechanical drawings. I love those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm ever going to display it to where the arm is like sticking out like that, though. Yeah, I'm not doing that. So that came in the mail. Shout out again to the Plamo Expo. Stick around if you come out next year, because you're guaranteed to walk away with something. Guaranteed to walk away.
Please stick around.
Please stick around and just be patient.
He is literally trying to give stuff away.
Right. And the next one, shout out to the homie Ricky, man. Ricky Glues on Instagram. He didn't have to do this. He won second place for his clean Gelgoog, G-Quax Gelgoog. And I helped him pose it. And he was like, oh, man, I wouldn't have won if it wasn't for Cooch Pose, and that's Ricky being Ricky, Ricky being humble. So he gifted me his prize, and I got to freak it. I got to freak it for him, man. So he gifted me the Wing Zero MGSD. Everything happens right on time, people. Everything happens right on time, right? And the reason I say that, I'm not, and I'm just let y'all know, I'm not a big religious person. I'm like church-wise, but I believe in like the Lord and stuff like that, right? Like one of the things I have tattooed on me is John 13:7. You may not know now, but later you understand, right? Reason I bring that up is because this kit, I wanted so bad for a long time. I didn't pull the trigger on it, right? I did not pull the trigger on this kit. Chris had it in. I asked Chris. Chris actually, one time, and nothing against Chris about this. He forgot it when he came up to ODO. I was like, all right, no worries, bro. It's cool. It was at Hobby Town. Now it means something special to get this from Ricky.
Right.
Right, like now, one of my favorite mobile suits, top five favorite mobile suits, came from one of my a good friend, man, and a gift. So one of my sought after kits of 2024, 2025, and it came from Ricky. It's a different feel to it now. So I appreciate it, Ricky. Again, it's the MGSD Wing Zero. I'm going to have to freak it. It makes me want to just buy another one and not even open this one. But I got to. I got to. For the homie Ricky. So, thanks, man. Ricky Glues. Make sure y'all follow him on Instagram. Second place in 144 at Plamo. But that's all I picked up. And the technically pulled out because I'm going to go ahead and work on a GPO3.
Damn.
To be honest with
you. Dope.
You know what that's awesome? Or you got yeah, a haul or
I did get something in from Cooper because Cooper, the mail, they actually got me a kit while they were up there. He was like, yeah, I'm not sure if Austin really wants this or not, but you know, I imagine he could do something with it. And sure enough, I am. It is going to, I'm going to, in Austin fashion, take the weapon.
of course.
It would be, and it's right here on the screen for you. It's going to be the G-Quax Gian. Cooper was nice enough to get this for me. It's a high grade. It has a giant spear that's like three times its size of what we're looking at here, and I'm going to take that and give it to another suit that's lined up and waiting. And then after that, there was another big pickup. Well, there's supposed to be a big pickup. So a friend of mine at work recently gave me a bunch of video games, retro video games that he didn't want anymore. And they were for a system that I was not collecting for and that I don't have any plans to collect for. So I ended up saying, oh, let me go trade them in and try to get another retro system that I really wanted.
Can we explain which system that is for the people? System you don't want to do?
Yeah, yeah. So I have no intention of collecting, and I know this is gonna probably
sacrilege.
Yeah, this is probably gonna irk some people a certain way. I have zero intention of collecting for the Nintendo GameCube. It was a bunch of games for GameCube. It was Time Splitters, Metroid Prime, Beautiful Joe 1 and 2. I know, right? It was Mega Man X Collection.
Metroid Prime.
And then,
I said, you might want to hold on to that Metroid Prime.
And then Battle Network or Battle Connection or Internet Connection, Battle Connection. All really solid games, really great. They're just for a console I'm not going to be collecting for. And I don't see myself collecting for GameCube anytime soon. Nothing against GameCube. It's not that. It's just that my priorities are somewhere else. So I figured, you know, if it's meant to be, right? If it is Destiny, I'll come across them again sometime. But for right now, I don't need them, and let someone else experience the greatness that is those games. So let me go trade them in and see if I can get something back. And sure enough, they were just enough for me to get a PSP 1000, not a 1001, a 1000, a Japanese PSP. It was awesome for about 3 hours.
What do you mean for 3 hours, dog?
So Cooper was with me, and I was playing, of course, what game? Ace Combat X for the PSP. Cooper actually still has the case over there because I was playing it. And all of a sudden, the screen just blacked out, right? It just stopped working halfway through the game. And me and Coop looked at, nah, can't be. Because earlier in the day, also, sidebar, we went to Habitat for Humanity to pick up the drawer for him, and we actually ran into a bunch of 360 games I got, including my favorite one, which is Halo Reach, for $5. So me and him were like, oh man, we're stacking up wins, win on win on win. Something's got to give. Something, it can't be this good. Life can't be this good for us. And all of a sudden, the PSP died.
Of course.
So
why wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right. So we went back and
WAW
showed them the problem, and they said, oh, it's a dead battery. Your game
WWA.
The UMD disc, the shell is broken, so let's give you a new shell, change the battery, and sent you on your way. And the PSP worked great. It was working absolutely fine. I was playing it for about 5.5 hours. And that's when the battery just the screen
gotcha.
Just, again. So at this point, and it didn't notify me that the battery was getting low. There was no indication. As a matter of fact, I looked at the battery percentage. I was looking at the battery percentage every about 10 minutes or so just to see when it would go down, and it stayed full the entire time. It just cut off. So I was like, okay, this is an OS problem, not a battery problem, not a software problem, not my game problem. This is something with the PSP. So I went back one more time, and I said, hey, buddy, go ahead and take it back. No, I don't want you to try and fix it here. Just take it back. Hand me that, though. And what is that, you may ask? Well, it is a certain, and if you follow me on social medias, you probably already know exactly what I'm about to share here. It is the Sega Dreamcast. I told them, I said, hey, just go ahead and hand me that. And because this was also on the list of must collects, must haves. Me and my brother had a Dreamcast growing up, and we had Crazy Tacky, Jet Set Radio. We had essentially Shinmue, which was his favorite game of all time. We had Marvel vs. Capcom 2. We had all of the games. And when the PS2 came out and literally dunked on it,
it disappeared.
We decided to trade in the Dreamcast and get a PS2. But I would like to get one back to hold on to now for the memories that I had with my brother playing video games. And I'm on a kind of a retro game kick right now. I'm kind of rediscovering my love for gaming by going through retro games to essentially collect them there. Because I'm just not impressed by anything that's been coming out recently. Ghost of Yote looks cool, but I'm in no rush to buy it.
Everybody's streaming that one right now.
Yeah, everybody. Battlefield 6 looks amazing, but I don't own a PS5, and I don't really intend to purchase one anytime soon. So I'm probably going to miss the buzz on that. And I think Token might be the only reason I get a PS5, and that's for fighting game. So right now I'm just on a, you know, let's dive it back into retro. I got it, cleaned it up. Took me about an hour to clean. They even gave me the original box that went with it. The box is really beaten up, though. So that's going to take some time to kind of restore, or try to restore if I can. But yeah, no, cleaned it, pretty much went in and out, restored it, and it runs great. Me and Cooper were running it just yesterday, and yeah. I don't have a game for it yet. So I put this little questionnaire out for everybody to send me suggestions for games. I've already gotten a ton, and I mean a ton of replies. More than I think I've done with any Gundam. So people truly have some love for this machine and for this console. So yeah, that's I'm really happy that I have it in my arsenal now. So this is a great pickup. Fantastic for me. Yeah, Sega Dreamcast.
Damn.
There it is.
I'm happy classic. For you, dude. I'm happy for you.
No, thank you, sir. Thank you. Yeah, and I'm going to have to go to like yard sales to find games for it, because we were looking at Video Game Heaven, me and Cooper, and the prices there are stupid. They want, guess how much they want Sonic Adventure 2 for?
How much?
Guess.
$50?
$200.
That's $100 a finger. Peace out.
That's so crazy. 200. Yeah. I got the Pink Gorilla Vintage Gaming Store up here, so I'll check in there too if you're looking for some games.
Oh, awesome. Mm. Yeah.
That's the one that we went to that one time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they might have some in there too. But yeah, I'm not gonna think nothing that they're talking about $200 for fucking Sonic.
No. I saw a Power Stone in there for $85. And then they had House of the Dead for $107. And they had some other. I was looking at like, guys, what are we doing? Is this?
Yeah, fuck all that.
Keep it.
Right. Shit. What about you, City? What you pick up?
Not a damn thing. Actually, I did get one thing in. I had pre-ordered from a game shop up here for retail. Another pack of the Gundam card games. So it's my second sealed one. I'll pick this up today on the way home from work. Sheesh. Since the night market goes, I did find one pack for a retail price over the weekend, and I did pull a card that I wanted to show y'all. It's the GOAT, one of my favorites.
Hey, there we go.
I think Koopy sent me a picture of this, and I was like, oh, damn, I want that. So I was able to pull that. But other than that, man, nothing. I haven't even looked on New Type, haven't looked on Gundam. I've just kind of been minding my business besides these cards.
Yep.
There you go. There you go, man. And it's that time of the year where really nothing's really coming out. We're at the end of quarter three, right? Mm-hmm. Is it quarter four now? No, we're back.
Quarter four just started. Yeah.
So stuff getting pushed back to quarter one of next year. So y'all know me, waiting for the Wing Zero Kid of the Year.
Whatever other third party kits you see.
We was just looking at that Jester looking one.
Yep.
I mean, they just had that toy show with all those new third party kits that they were showing renders of and stuff. So.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I seen that. You seen the other two SNNA roundtable kits? It was in China. I forgot what the name of the toy show was, but
I missed it.
Had a lot of shit.
I'll check it out.
Next up, we have What's Cooking with some stuff that we have in progress, video games, kits, whatever y'all have. With me, I do have the Golden Warrior on the table. I am running through a hiccup, though, with my air compressor. It's not pushing out any air. I thought it was my gun, changed guns, still not pushing out any air. But when I take the gun off and press down on the nozzle, air comes out. So there's something that's going on between me pressing and the gun. So try to figure out what's going on with that. Might just be time to start investing into
the hose, when you have the hose out, you feel the air coming out of it?
Yeah, so you know the little button that's on the hose?
Yeah.
It's like
Yeah.
Right? You know, tightening it in the gun, press down on the trigger, nothing.
How's the button inside the gun? Is it stuck?
No, I thought it was. I lubed it up with the Badger. You know, took it out, lubed it up. Still nothing. Then I took that was the .3. Then I took the .3 off and put the .2 on, because the .2 brand new. So I was like, all right, enough for sure. Did the same thing, nothing. So I don't know what's going on. I got to look.
Send me a picture of your hose. Pause. I had that same issue, and there was a part I just needed to take off.
Okay. And so I'm right now working on a Golden Warrior. Once I get that up and going and running and stuff like that, I'll try to make sure I post photos of it. I'm trying to be more transparent with y'all, man. I wouldn't have told people, hey, I'm going to work on a GPO-3, right? Like, I'm going to work on a GPO-3, got the Golden Warrior. Keep myself accountable in these builds. So getting back right. If anybody has in their personal collection that they want to part with
an RG Sinanji
GP
No, RG Sinaju. I need that RG Sinaju. That's me that's posting that on the Undergated page. And I know this will be a hard one to pull. Pause. But I am looking for the Blu-ray of 83. I am looking for the Blu-ray of 83. So if anybody comes across that for a decent price, don't kill me. Even the DVDs, if y'all have the DVDs, I'll take that. Just so I could be in a mood to, when it gets to that scene, the GPO3 and stuff. So I'd be in a mood to build. But outside of working on myself, making sure I go for my walks, do my meditation, do my dailies every day, like Sung Jin Woo.
Mm-hmm.
My man from Solo Leveling. I gotta go back and watch that because that one keeps me on my toes. I did get the frames for the posters I have for Solo Leveling. So, but other than that, that's it. And aesthetically, try to work on. Y'all can't see it. The apartment. And shout out to Austin. Austin helped me out with a bookshelf. We're building slowly. Building.
Yes, sir.
Slowly building.
More on the way.
Making it look aesthetically pleasing. That's all.
That's all it's about.
Exactly. Exactly. What about you, Austin? Working on anything?
Same. Just working on the apartment. Nothing really else. Nothing more. You know, I moved into a new spot. I don't know if you guys can tell by the ambience here.
No green screen, brother. We can tell.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. No green screen, no reason to hide nothing. So we got a
hey, you wow. Said it, not me, dog.
Hey.
Hey.
Nothing else besides that, really. You know, just chilling. Like I said, building the collection. I've been playing some games. But I usually do it like I'm trying to do it one game at a time. And I'm trying to get it down to where I can get like a flow of which ones I want to really focus on. Because right now I'm still playing through Silksong, and I'm bouncing from Silksong to the original BioShock to BioShock Infinite. And all I can say is BioShock scared me as a kid. I'm now 32 years old, and it still sometimes gets me. BioShock. Damn. It still sometimes gets you, man. You turn a corner, you just see it as a psycho, and he's like,
playing with the lights on. Can't play in the dark.
Yeah, and I could swear one time he like looked at me, he's like, "Come here, Austin." I'm like, no, we're done. Right? I'm just running off in the dark. Right? You know, just
we gotta figure out a way for Austin to do like that's the 2026 goal, Austin to do like. Streaming some retro gaming.
For real. Oh, yeah.
So you guys can hear me scream.
But we have to figure out, because Austin, of course, being Austin, retro game means on a CRT TV to give it. So how can we get the CRT TV?
I can put it on that TV. That TV actually has component cables. So all my retro games.
But how can we get it to stream, though?
You just get like, you can actually hook it up to the PC and have it streamed to there, or you can get an emulator. And then just download the game on an emulator, then run it off your PC, and then just have your PC streaming at the same time. It's a pretty easy hookup. The only problem is a
VGA to component?
An upscaler. Yeah, yeah, like an upscaler. You can buy an upscaler.
No, I'm talking about to your monitor. A VGA to color wire.
Oh, yeah. Oh, or, a converter. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's yeah, like, that, yeah, yeah. So you can plug it in.
Late. Though what you really want to do is you probably want to get an upscaler that will send it out through a component into an HDMI signal and then send it into your monitor if you want to run the actual old OG console. There's multiple ways to hook it up. Really the easiest way would be to get an emulator, because then you can get the game. If you legally own the game, you can download a copy of the game, or just take your copy of the game and put it on that emulator, as you can see quotes, and then be essentially just stream it from there. And upscalers are kind of expensive. There are some cheap ones, but for the good ones, the ones that really do work, you're looking at like 300 plus, and for the really good 4K ones, like 700. Yeah, it's the retro tinks are really nice, but really expensive.
Mm. Let us know in the comments. Would y'all be down to watch Austin?
That'd be sick.
Live print some old school
retro games.
Mm-hmm.
Retro night.
You already know what the first one on the docket is.
Ace Combat.
Yeah. I was surprised it took that long.
I was going to say Dead or Alive Volleyball Edition. That's where I thought.
When my mind raced through 100 games, I said, wait, it's Austin. What the fuck?
Dead or Alive Volleyball Edition. No, was that on the Dreamcast?
No, that was on the 360. So that was, I think the original was on the Xbox too, but it's Dead or Alive Volleyball Extreme 2 or Extreme, which is on the 360, I believe. And that one was like the controversial big game. I have not run into that game yet. When I do, I will be buying it. I'm kidding. But no, really.
I wouldn't bring it. If exactly. I find a story, I'll send it to you, dog.
Dead or Alive was the game. Dead or Alive 2 was on Dreamcast. Yeah, Dead or Alive 1 and 2 was on Dreamcast. Soul Calibur was on Dreamcast.
Don't get it twisted. Like, I enjoyed Dead or Alive, but Soul Calibur was my fighting game. Yeah. Soul Calibur was my game, Jack. Like, I'll rock with some fighting. I'm not the greatest when it comes to, like, fighters. Tekken is a no-go for me. Like, I'll
Tekken
play
it. Tag, that's my shit.
I'll play with my boy Trail, but they know chain combos and all that where you won't even hit the ground. And I'm like, no, this ain't even fun. Then they'll go to like Street Fighter. I'll be okay in Street Fighter. I win maybe a couple matches in Street Fighter. But I gotta go for a long streak on Soul Calibur. Nightmare. Like, I need that statue of him.
Big sword energy.
Literally.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you working on, CD?
Man, I'm following your guys' steps. Just working on myself. Like I said, getting in the gym with Chloe and like working her out is helping me like get back in shape and find the rhythms. You know, I get my shots up with her now and I feel like the jumper's coming back. Just the has moved into I got the Theon there now, so purr now. I'm making my way back into the jumper. But just working on that. Not working on any kits right now. You were talking about I seen the little Sonic and Shadow. I have a group build going down to Plano next year with Crimson Builds, and we have something planned with those two, so I look forward to that. When I get back in the lab, I'll be working on that, but it is winter. Winter now is getting cold, so the next couple of projects I'll be working on are just high grades. I'm going to do a Gelgoog with Ricky, too, so me and Coop both will have something working on with Ricky. And this Dresden, this is like the one kid I've been really wanting, so I'm going to give that a nice little paint job. But other than that, man, just family life. Oh, games! I dusted off my PlayStation 5 this weekend and played some Call of Duty with the homies. That shit took 3 hours to update because I hadn't played it in 3 months. So, periodically update your system, please. Mm-hmm. Even the controller had a fucking update. And I was like, God.
Man. Oh wow, really?
Yeah, the controller's got updates. Yeah.
The controller has firmware on it.
If you play with the
That's right. It does. That's right, it does. Because you can change the controls and everything. Mm-hmm. That's right, it needs firmware. Yeah, that's right.
So that shit was wild. BO7, Black Ops 7 had their beta this weekend, so I got on there. Got some running. Played a little Black Ops 6. Not Black Ops 6, Battlefield 6. Played a little of that beta, too. That looks pretty fun. So slowly working my way into gaming, back into gaming. Like you guys are saying, go see Yote. That shit looks pretty fun, man. If I get it for a deal, I'm gonna be on it too. So
you might be able to get Ghost of Tsushima first. You might be able to find that.
I played that shit for like 3 hours. I said, "Yeah, I'm good with this one. Now I need the new one."
Damn!
I want that new.
Yeah, I want that new.
Damn!
Shit.
Tenfold. Let us know, people, what y'all been working on. If it's yourself, I'm happy for you. If it's kits, photos, figures, things like that. So let us know in the comments below. And would y'all be up for like a retro night with Austin? Retro Austin. We will have synthwave music and everything. I love me some synthwave music. Next up is what's new coming in off of Instagram, off the homie Gunpla Nerd. Golly, hold on. I gotta swap.
Gunpla nerd.
Hey, I love Gunpla nerd, but I might have found us a new one.
Nah, we're gonna retire.
And that gives you the third party goodies. Hold on.
Okay.
This is why we're seeing all those.
Milk.
Right, who's going to this one?
Hold on. Plamo times? Yeah. All right. Feel like we cheating on a homie.
So it's a mix of like people's works, but it also has a lot of upcoming new third party kits. So maybe we'll go here for third party. Maybe this is less of Bandai, more. But they just had this. It's called Wanfest 2025. That's what just happened, and that's where all the third party kits that I saw are going to be releasing.
So we got a 10th anniversary of not P Bandai, IBL.
Yep. That movie comes out on the 31st.
Yep. I'm trying to figure out where we left off at. I think last week we left off. We got the. I mean, this isn't really nothing to write home about. These damn. I don't know why they keep coming out with these like contrast color kits.
Collectible, brother.
Contrast color, falling white. Astray. Huh?
The top one, is that an Astray too? The white one.
Yep, Gundam Astray. And then Gundam Astray. Yeah, they're both Gundam Astrays.
The bottom one looks like the red frame. Like the swords and shit. Just a recoil. But the top one looks different. Like a different backpack. Like something I ain't seen before.
Show toys. Now imagine getting this with that Jester looking one. Painting them all the same color. That'd be kind of dope. I already see Austin's. He got a ray dome and a long rifle.
Yep. That's the one immediately I locked on.
Which one do you want, Coop?
I'll get the one with the drum on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get the one with the drum on it. The pair of nuts on it. With the gun with the nuts on it.
Give me the double pistol like my Vidar. This looks pretty cool, though.
One for each of us. Yeah, there it
is. Blue frame, PSH.
A lot of surface detail.
Yeah.
We got to get back to a group build, man. I can't believe was the last one of Destiny's? No, we had two.
We had three. We had two. The exam.
Yeah.
The exam unit and the GMs.
Yep. The exams was the...
That's that Gundam
place.
Yeah.
Yep. Look at that statue. Look at it. I don't know why there's a black hole behind it, but look at that statue. Zeke Mark II. Are these the acrylic, the big giant acrylic ones?
I don't know. That one looks like it transformed.
It's the right. I mean, that's the same brand that makes the little ones. That you,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, same one.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what you could pull.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. I would just want the Titans.
Mm. So it transforms. What the fuck?
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking. I was like,
look at the picture.
Yeah,
right.
This barely. One. This is the gold Zeta though. It's just this is the gold edition.
So it just takes off its head.
Yeah, literally.
It folds up. That means you got to put the head somewhere.
Yeah. Look.
And the arms?
You see the big old the arms too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Configuration of a black and pink RX.
The fractal.
Man, somebody likes it.
Those things always surprise me how small they are, the Gundam fixed figurations. Mm-hmm. I keep on thinking they're 1/100 scale. They're more like in between 1/144, 1/100. So when I get it, I was like, man, the picture made this look so big. And now it's tiny. Pause.
We go two. Blue two.
Blue two.
And the Gundam-based limited colors.
Did she do that pose in the show or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why it's, that's the only reason why it's there, big guy. Trust me.
There you go, Austin.
Yeah, I know. I already got mine. She's sitting at home right now. She's just sitting on the shelf. She's waiting for me to build her. But I told her.
Marion Hawk.
Yep. By the way, GGG Girls Generation thing are making a Kigali.
Really?
They're making Kigali. So you're finally, buying it. Yeah. Obviously. I mean.
Is it me or does it? That looks like cloth under her shirt. Doesn't that look like it's a cloth texture?
Yeah, it's a soft plastic. It's supposed to be soft touch plastic. Why do they use only soft touch plastic there? All I can
special
say is
special coated Haro.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Certain people's pockets are pretty deep when it comes to things that they know they want.
Mechanical bus Phoenix. If anybody get their hands on this, please hit me up. This is dope.
I would like to have it. You have to pull like three different pieces to make it, though.
That's right.
Yeah. So if someone does get it, please send it to Coop. Ooh, Shredder. That's actually kind of nice. That looks pretty good for a Shredder. Oh, we're talking about Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, everyone.
It's that line with where they made the
mechanical turtles.
Yeah, the mobile suits.
And the turtles, yeah. Mm-hmm. This looks pretty good, actually. This looks really good. I like this. Yeah.
Tamashii Nation, Robot Tamashii, Kai version of the Zeta.
Yeah, it's kind of a worse deal. You technically can't turn it into the A or B versions of the Zeta, so you don't get the extra parts. It actually like takes things out of the box and charges you about the same price. It looks cool though. Armor O'Reilly's colors always look really cool in the Zeta, but or the Zeta Plus. But
this right here, yeah,
yeah, looks pretty dope.
I leave it like this.
Y'all too. Love some Wave Rider mode, yo.
Oh yeah,
I don't see it. Oh hell yeah.
I do not see it.
Hell yeah, bro. I think you have to transform one. Once you get one and you actually transform it, I think you'll get it.
Marcel Mikai, man, that shit like is so good for me. Like I love the Waylander mode.
Yeah, the Raybird.
I mean, it looks dope.
Yeah.
You, with your paint skills on point and everything, it looks dope because since I seen it that way, and I didn't see it in transform. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, that's how it's supposed to look.
I still got like a bigger one. Jet. I'm going to repaint it like the purple one. I want to repaint that shit the same way.
Mm.
Have both.
Transformers. Metal Build of X Project.
Yeah, that's from Code Geass, right?
That looks like...
Is that Knights and Magic?
Yeah.
Kugara and Omegamon. I think, is it Digimon?
Oh, is it Digimon? Man, those transformations are getting wild for Digimon.
Yeah, I mean the new game just came out. Okay, yeah, that's the. I think the other one was Knights of Magic, but I've been hearing a lot of people on that new Digimon game.
Mm-hmm.
I think the anime just dropped too, or is dropping this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently, the Digimon game was pretty good. Like people were saying, it looks really good.
Metal Build of the Force Impulse.
My favorite Gundam.
Yep, yes, sir. Good amount of detail. Ooh, Mechagodzilla. Looks like this is based off the 90s one, or is it the animated one?
Mm-hmm. Type 3 multi-purpose fighting system. Hero.
Yeah, it was Knights and... Yep.
Look at that beam saber, baby. Beam toothpick. That's that bitch is right
oh,
there.
Oh boy.
That is crazy.
That's a toothpick.
It is a non grade.
Yeah.
Sheesh. Is that the intro grade?
No, for the Chinese market, it's technically a non grade. It's a Chinese build strike fighter, non grade. But it's the same size, look, and almost build of the entry grade, so. I don't know. You say tomato, I say tomato. Let's call the whole thing off.
All right.
G Self.
Perfect part.
This looks terrible.
You're not a fan of the, you're not a fan of the G Self?
No, no. They could have just called this shit the G Quacks for all I care. Looks like it's in the same universe as like the area with the eyes.
Almost. Almost. Yeah. It's crazy. This is designed by the guy, I believe, who made the Earbosh.
Yep. You can see it's same character style too, art style.
Yep. The robot build looks too much. And this is the Iron Blooded Orphans?
Yeah. Is this the new suit from it?
The new antagonist suit?
Because that's not a name of a suit. I never Macrosa.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, each house in IBO got their own kit, and there's like 75 of them.
This is
the trailer.
Is this the new trailer?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see it yet. Oh, there you go, right there.
I mean, we've had that kit for like 5-6 years now.
Oh, we've seen this trailer already.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't really new, is it?
This one dropped, I think, this week. But it's got a lot of older footage that we've seen before. And mix it with some new footage we haven't. This is just going to be a movie?
Yep.
There you go. I think that's what the metal build was. Oh, no, maybe not.
What timeline is it? Is it flashbacks when you see Mikazuki, you think?
Yeah, this is after.
That's the metal build.
Yeah. This is, I don't know how far after, but this is after.
Oh, yeah, and they're throwing in this as a special little side episode of the OG show. So there's like a side episode plus of the OG show.
I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, but you think like tickets are ready now?
No, I was on AMC looking at today looking at movies and I didn't see any.
I thought it was going to be like a movie, but more like an OAV.
Yeah, I'm sure of it. Comes out on the 31st. The ticket should be up pretty soon. I'm still waiting for the Gundam Wing. I'm buying them shit as soon as I get out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Please let me know when they go up on Fandango.
Yep.
Metal Bill. Some Gundam Converge. The CPAC.
Mm-hmm.
Entry grade Wing Gundam. That's it?
That's it. Yeah.
And you said that other thing?
Plamo called, Times. Yeah, Plamo Times. All the stuff in gray are future third party kits coming out. New Ava. That shit looks pretty
Wow.
Yeah,
that looks really detailed.
From Gurren
Lagann, Ashinoko, and then just a girl kit.
Is this a girl kit?
Yeah.
Yeah. So all those are from the hobby show. So I don't know if go up one coop.
Which one? This one.
One more, and then the other way to the yep. We just got pictures of this. This is like the next big third-party kit coming out.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I think we looked at this last week.
Infinite Dimensions, 172nd scale Sky Blaze on display.
So that's, of course, Infinite Dimensions.
Yeah, right. I think that's the other third-party. Yeah, that's the round table. The other one right there, too. Okay, about to joust.
Transformers.
Third party.
Oh, that's a third party perfect grade.
Yeah.
Mark II.
Titan color.
Fighter. It's the fighter, baby.
Jeez.
With the Titan logo on the chest and everything. Mark II on the head. They not hiding nothing.
MS General Amazing. Susan collaboration.
Susan models. Oh, Susan models. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was S-E-A-S-U-N. Seasun.
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 Damn.
Ooh. Gym Sniper Astraea. So they mixed the Astraea and the Gym Sniper 2. Nice. Custom build. That's a beautiful build. Beautiful paint job, too.
Amuro finds, is that red Zap?
Oh, Amuro finds the Char's comp. That's pretty funny.
And they put the colors on it. Look. God, dog.
Yeah.
Mm. Is this what we were just looking at?
Mm-hmm. But this is like the third version of that. So I've been kind of catching this. It also kind of tells you too what kits are re-releasing on P-Bandai and stuff. It's kind of like a meme page. But this is what the other kit we were looking at before.
The Knights of Magic one, yeah.
Yeah. So this is another little website. Typically holds, 1/100 version of
Oh wow, really?
Atsuki, yeah.
Oh wow.
Third party.
All right, that might be a buy for me. Yeah,
that looks dope.
Yeah, this is also the same site that had early the Fat Cat 1/100 scale up of the RG RX. There have also been some rumors that the same company might be upscaling the RG Sazabi.
Oh wow, the RG Sazabi. Mm-hmm. Cool, there you go. Bye,
Coop. $50. Yeah, this is a lot of dope. This is on X too. This is kind of George was telling us. You find a lot more builds on X.
Yeah, well, X is more of a prime source for builders, especially overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a lot of them use Instagram or Threads. It's more of like a Western thing, and even then, we're pretty light.
You only get the finished product here, versus you get a lot more work in progress. And final shots like this. Like, if I open up my X now, it's all shit looks like. It looks like this. Look, yeah, I see Coop's wheels up there turning and shit. And shout out to people on Spotify, man. Yeah, we're trying to get that out as close to same time as release. So we appreciate y'all. We're looking at some future kits and Coop's wheels. Hamster Will's turning his brain as he looked at that high new Gundam with the heavy weapon system.
Actually, crazy.
Was that even a high new? Was that?
Well, he's got his phone in his hand. Obviously, he's adding it to the cart.
Nah.
You already checked out. I know. You already checked out. Yeah.
I like that white. That white on it is just like, it's a clear, pure white. It's hard to find like a white like that.
Mecha white or pure white from Splash Paints. Yeah, and you have to do.
I feel like mine would still come out like gray.
Yeah,
it's still have like a gray tint.
You have to do two or three coats.
Yeah.
Yeah, white takes two or three coats usually if you want to get it pure. If you want to get down to it. It looks really good though.
It does. Well, that's it for what's new. Let us know in the comments down below what's something that y'all might pick up, something that caught y'all eye. Y'all excited for the Uta Hunt movie? And if y'all getting the tickets. Next up, we have Hold That Thought. Anything crazy outside of Mark Sanchez getting stabbed and arrested?
And then immediately going to jail after he leaves the hospital? So was he drunk? Like what is this?
Apparently he was drunk, and a 69-year-old guy who goes around and picks up grease from like kitchens was at the Marriott picking up their old grease. Mark Sanchez told him he can't park right there. Mark Sanchez entered the car, apparently, tried to get him to move. Yeah, a tussle happened. He wound up getting stabbed.
Well, the tussle happened, then the old man got out the car and started trying to run away, and Mark Sanchez started chasing him, which you can only imagine a drunk Mark Sanchez.
Right.
Like, the older man obviously thought, oh, this guy's going to kill me. So he took out his knife and stabbed.
He's lucky he didn't kill him.
I know, right? If it hit an artery, it would have been done.
Yeah. Where was this at? New York? Was this in New York?
Florida?
Indianapolis.
Okay.
So, Indianapolis.
I mean, shit, I wouldn't be surprised. He got lucky. That could have been a gun, and we would have been talking other than a whole different conversation.
That's what we was talking about earlier. Stay in your lane unless it's something for you to interfere in, such as somebody needs help, right? Like kids.
Yeah.
Other than that, just mind your business.
Mind your business.
We woke up that morning, Mark Sanchez, not knowing.
He was just calling the game earlier in the day, probably.
He was supposed to be there to call the game. He couldn't make it. So that they had
They said
it was early Sunday morning, which we all know means early Saturday, late Saturday night,
yeah.
Right? Or late Friday night, I think it was. So he was supposed to be there, and then he called out, like, yeah, I can't. I'm in the hospital. And they had to go grab another guy.
That's crazy, bro. Mariners won their first home playoff game in 25 years. 24 years on Sunday. Yeah.
Yesterday. And this is the year they inducted Ichiro into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So heck of a year to do it.
And Ohtani, he might be the best baseball player we've seen in our lives.
Right? Yeah, yeah. He right now, in my opinion, is the best basketball player.
I watched him go up against. I forgot who it is for the Phillies. He has 55 home runs or 56 home runs. Ohtani has 55, and then he strikes him out. You're telling me the guy who has the second most home runs, and like, I don't know, maybe not second most, top 10, but is also striking your best batter out, your best bat. That's just a sick thing to think about.
Gotta be in the moment, people. Like, this is like the Michael Jordan of baseball, probably.
Literally.
This is the new Babe Ruth. This is the modern day Babe Ruth.
And I'm pretty sure they won today. Phillies had gave him a tough game, tough series last year, and they're already up 2-0 on Philly. Like, this game,
jeez,
this is what money can buy, honestly. Shit.
Yeah, that's true. They do have the largest money pool in the MLB. So when money can buy you all the talent, there you go.
That's what happens.
Just build a super team. Just build the ultimate team.
Shohei Ohtani.
Oh my goodness.
And then tomorrow. Yesterday. Oh, I guess when this airs, yesterday. The second decision by LeBron.
Is he leaving LA?
I think
he's called. He's retiring. This got to be it.
Bro, I want to look at tickets in Portland.
Shot up through the roof.
$500 for the rafters.
Second decision. So he made like some type of ad where it was like a guy sitting in a chair and an empty chair in front of the guy, like an interviewer. And you see LeBron walk into it, and it says, the second decision. Announcement tomorrow. This is it.
That's it.
This is greatest. He is calling his tour. This is his last run.
I might fly somewhere to catch it at this point. Like, I got to see bro play at least once.
Some tickets going to be crazy.
Dude,
the Wizards.
They got to. Utah. I might go to Utah.
Something.
Yeah, I might.
Who got the word?
Yeah, Charlotte. Let me find my way to
Charlotte. Yeah. Damn. So by the time this airs, we'll know something that LeBron did. So
crazy. Mm-hmm.
Good.
No, go ahead.
I don't know if you guys saw, but the Sora AI 2 video.
Oh,
if you guys get a chance to watch. That's AI's got.
That's taken over.
Quick.
Yeah, bro.
I was like, yo, what?
All of it. These Martin Luther King posts are getting out of hand, dog.
Man. Him eating at the table with Malcolm X. I said, who are these paid actors?
Dude, did you see the anime one where they like made an anime, like an actual anime with AI, and it looks just like? I was like,
they said the next 5 to 10 years, all big budget movies will be able to be made with AI.
They got one. They already have an AI female that's like you can
actress.
Actress.
Yep.
It, like, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Signing an AI actress is crazy.
It's crazy work.
Mm.
It's crazy.
I don't know if you've seen that trend of like the wives taking pictures of their door and putting the homeless person in there and like sending it to their husband and like I'm like, bro, he looks like he's in their house at their table on their couch, like just perfectly inserted into the photo. And it's crazy.
AI is Stephen Hawking one? It's crazy.
Come
on, man. Let him rest. Like, at first, I was tripping. I was like, because I was seeing pop up on TikTok. It was Chris Benoit coming out in the entrance. I'm like, damn, that shit look real. Like, he's like, oh, man, Chris Benoit been dead. Like, it'd be crazy if this had been a hoax this whole time. Then I'm like, oh, AI.
Yeah.
And I sent one to Austin. I'm like, yo, they doing a live action Naruto? And Austin was like, dog, read the comments. It's AI.
They are, though. They are. That is coming, but that was definitely AI. Yeah. When I see the one with, like, Spider-Man and fucking Dr. Doom, this shit looks crazy, bro.
How is that AI, yo?
Crazy. Not Obi-Wan.
How is this AI?
They look too good. The hair looks too good.
Bro, everything, even the background of the set. It's a wild time we live in, bro.
Wild time we live in. Well, that's hold that thought. AI is taking over. One thing AI is not going to take over, though, is GBWC and how authentic some of these builds are. So we have up here, we're going to share the top 10 Gundams. Kind of skim through it on YouTube here. Let's see here.
I was wondering earlier, you know, like the Olympics, like there's a gold medal count. Yes, United States leads that. I wonder, does China lead GBWC and wins? Like first place?
Oh, yeah, probably. For sure.
I thought it was Japan.
You think?
I kind of want to go back and tally and see.
No, it's probably China. You're right.
Because I know two. The guy from Canada has two, I believe, in the last five. China won. Since we've been a podcast, Sean, we're coming up on our anniversary, matter of fact, too. You guys are,
oh, yeah.
You're listening. We're almost.
Stay tuned for that.
I think, is that 3 years now?
3 years. Coming up on 3 years. That's fellas. I'm going to play that 0.5 speed. People on Spotify, we appreciate y'all listening. I mean, y'all can hear our commentary about it. Go check it out on YouTube. It's the GBWC 2025 China's Top 10 Masterpieces. Regional Finals.
Masterpieces. Don't even call them builds. They're masterpieces.
A work of art, as George would say.
Yep.
A work of art.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Look at the display alone, bro.
You might want to jump a little bit further. It gets better. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
MG Ball.
Two of them with the pilot out there. Oh, this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Checking in on his boy floating in space.
He's almost like 8th MS team.
Almost a scene from 8th MS team. Yeah. Boy sitting there trying to help him out. Look at that custom arms.
Right.
Custom gun, the weathering on it looks great.
Again, look at, as George talked about last, well, George talked to us.
Go ahead.
George talked to us, but again, we talked about last week, the dioramas are part of your picture, of your art. So when you do a diorama, you can't half-ass a diorama and just think you could put your best work on it, man. Like, you
can't put that shit in the field and not, like, for no reason.
And not be right.
This is great.
This is at.
Oh my goodness! Look at that. Oh, this is great. If you look closely at the book, he's got the words coming out the book to form the image. That looks sick.
And it's like forced perspective because that looks like a fucking PG.
Mm-hmm. He's got a light on him and everything. Yeah,
that
looks
not,
legit.
That does not look like the time.
That looks like something from Vengeance.
The right.
Vengeance. If it looked like that, I would be down.
The thruster alone.
Is it the camphor? Is it mixed with the camphor too?
Bro, this all looks.
It looks like a soul scratch.
Look at the. Yeah.
The street,
the mad disrespect. Not only did you crush his head with your hand, now you're about to stab him.
Right.
This is the Avalanche?
Yeah. Yeah. Right, mixed with some other.
Yeah, Avalanche mixed with some other stuff. A bunch of other stuff. Then you got the Pluto.
I'm trying to see if they even like slip up and do anything. Like, do you see a seam line?
No.
Like, there's no way this is all like seam line like removed.
I don't think you're gonna find a seam line from these guys, big guy.
Because Marty, he might not have entered GBWC last year. He might have been working on this then.
Yeah, this might have been last year's project. Or
who
a year
is this? Project.
Whoever.
Don't know.
Chinaman. But like
this dude, he was just working.
That's just crazy. The dial, the base alone might have took him, 6 months.
Yeesh. This is the one that got me a little bit. I thought this was a Solomon. And I was like, there's no third party kits allowed. And then if you look closely at the elbows, right, it's the build strike free, the build strike Gundam's arms.
Oh, yep. The whole arm.
Mm-hmm. Which means this is all custom built.
Yep. Because you know the Masquerade GPO 2 is this? Is this 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Oh, my God.
The people standing
see, out see on at the right bottom. The salute.
And that Zaku alone would win.
Oh,
a model show alone. It's a background character.
FZ2 Zaku? F2?
MG, yeah, there is. The Bandai one.
Yeah.
Buy and then build it and then paint it, repaint it that. But that looks totally different.
Shinxion.
This should look crazy. And it's like, it's at the perfect hover.
Like not,
oh my God.
Creepy.
Okay.
Simple spooky. But effective.
Yep. Spooky. Right.
No, I think I just don't know what it's going for.
Half Zaku.
This is like the Zaku 1. With a GM head?
With a Zaku.
Almost like a Frankenstein?
This one looks like.
Well, actually, it's a Jim Cannon because it has one of the chess pieces is hollowed out.
It kind of looks like a
Frankenstein. It's like a Frankenstein type build.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, here comes this Alex.
Yeah, this one was pretty sick. You got the camper down there flying, the FZ, the Alex with the broken antenna, and the armor coming off of it.
Yeah. But
also, look at the back. When they go around the back.
That's a strong-ass walk he got, too, though. You stepping with a purpose. Oh wow,
that's the whole movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what's crazy is what they're walking out of. It's a book. Yeah. 0080. It's a book. This looks great. This looks great.
That's fire.
This looks amazing.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yo, the regulations ain't regulating, man. Hold on now. That shit's supposed to be 50 centimeters by 50 centimeters by 50 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
I think they said, yeah, we'll let it in anyway. That it was crazy. There's no Master Grade by Ireland.
No,
that's a custom made by Ireland. That blue one is all custom made. There's no mastery by Ireland at all. That's crazy.
The scratch built that and have it look like it's supposed to look
crazy. Actually look like a by Ireland is crazy. Yeah, the amount of claw plate. Oh yeah, this one. I was like, Cooper's gonna like.
Is that a Master Grade? Is that a Master Grade? What I think it is.
Yep, it's the Master Grade, and there's the Stein.
Coming out of it.
Yep, and the Neo Zeon. That means this dude broke a Neo Zeon to make this kit. make the statue.
Fire.
And then look at the backpack is the B-packs laid down with the Divinity Gundam's fuel tanks.
This is tough. This was tough. The fact that you got this, and the cool part, the Sinanji's kind of like an afterthought coming out the, like coming out of the Neo Zero at the bottom, because you got this fucking shit at the top.
And you got the Apex gun.
Yeah, and that's the legs from
The ape, from the Zeus silhouette.
It's all three.
Yeah, and look at that. There's the B pack backpack with the Divinity's fuel tanks with lights in them too. And the Zeta Plus stabilizer.
Is this the pinnacle challenge?
I like this.
Is this where we is this where we want to get to? Do we want to get to this level?
Maybe skill wise, but I don't think I'll have the time to do. I don't want to.
Knowledge wise, yeah. Knowledge wise, I would
take a year and a half on one build.
Yeah, if their knowledge could be implanted in my brain on how to do all this to get it to the ear, then yeah.
This is my favorite one.
Cause this one looks sick.
It has a force perspective because this is the master grade in the back, but behind it, it's either an RG or a high grade. And then you sacrifice the OMG to put in here.
Yep.
Look at this shit. All the, oh my God.
Sacrifice the OMG. My God. It's in our paper. My.
Literally, yeah. You sacrifice the OMG. M-G. No pun intended.
The oh my God. Oh, you have this little one back there. Oh my God. That's the same exact quality, but it's the smaller one. It's,
force perspective. That's crazy.
Bro, that shit is crazy.
If this doesn't win, you got to ask yourself, what more did you want?
Bro, I'm telling you, like.
And then this one.
This. They want this. I have no clue.
Is that from? That's not from an episode.
It's the G-Quads, but it's like the igloo tank slash Zaku thing that they're fighting.
Right. If we're talking about size. Like, there's an issue. This shit right here?
This shit is... Come on, now. I'm getting DQ'd at Hobby Town for this.
Look at the wire construction on the fuel tanks on the shoulders.
This might win because what George was telling us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
G-Quax is in.
Yeah, it's relevant. Right. Yeah, the G-Quax just launched. Crazy. Yeah. This looks insane. This is like an armored core. That
literally, that's what I thought.
Threw Gundams in on it. He threw some, two Gundam kits to call it a Plombo kit. This is an armored core kit. So we had to get three gun cannons or two gun cannons to get the treads. No, we had, you know, there's some of the back. So we had a 2, 4, 6.
Like, what is the base of this? Cannons. Is there a 135th tank that Bandai made at some point?
Dude, yeah, this is an armored core kit. This is an armored core kit that just happens to have two gunpla kits on it.
Yeah, it looks like the thrusters from the Neo Zeon. Like,
you know what's crazy? The gunpla kit's almost like afterthoughts at this point.
Like you slapped them on there. Oh, damn, I forgot to put a Gundam on here.
Yeah, I honestly don't think this is going to win because they just look like they're afterthoughts.
Shit, a drill. That's a. Yeah, bro.
Crazy. Dude, this looks insane. This should have just been by itself. Just call this a Zaku tank.
Yeah.
Why need the G-Quix kits?
We only one row through this shit?
Mm-hmm. Jeez. Yeah, baby.
What are we looking at here, Austin?
So it's the Barzam 2, but it has essentially the Hazel's, all the Hazel's equipment to kind of make it like the Barzam 2 meets the TR1 Hayden Flay Raw 2 or Raw, Hayden Flay Raw, and then mixed with parts that look like kind of like the Queenly.
It's a big ass Hazel with legs.
It's the AOZ of AOZ kits.
No, dead ass.
Perfect Zeon.
Yeah, I was about to say this looks simple enough until he zoomed in on his Zeon.
Gotcha.
Okay, this looks like, you know, something.
And he took. It looks like he took the perfect gray unit, unleash his legs, and attached it to the RG Zeon. Then he has some high grades around it. Hey, look! There you go.
There you go, Austin. Yeah, you can do that.
There you go. That's my entry right there.
Hello.
Hey guys.
Come on, CD.
Hey guys. It's a rabbit.
We're looking at the Berger.
The Beer, it's not the Beer View, technically. It's a Beer View, but it's a It's the
P-Bandai one.
TR1 Hazel second form, or raw technically second form.
Perfect green.
This is what I'm going to build. I have all the parts for this.
You got that big tank. Ass piece in the back?
Except the fuel tank. I don't have the fuel tank.
Oh.
Yeah, that looks like a few big ass pieces of plot plate. Hey, yeah. Nothing that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to custom build the fuel tank. They never built a 1/100 fuel tank. For obvious reasons.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty
dope. The wings.
Dude, he had to cut the waist out to make it that, and also cut the thigh, the calf out to make it that poseable.
That's fair.
And this is just the narrative we're looking at. Now we're looking
at AOZ, another AOZ Zaku. Going against a Gym C.
Yeah. I like the shading on that. It looks like there's a lights, or maybe there is actually lights.
Mm-hmm.
This looks sick.
Rocket punch him while he's down. Oh! Xeon Alive. Yeah, there it is. And a Gym Quell behind it. Xeon Alive. AOZ reboot. Advanced Zeta reboot.
See, people be forgetting the backside of the dials. People see that shit too.
True.
You'll take advantage
of it. I don't know what.
Oh, he bought a bunch of high grade flaming burning gutups and painted them all. That's actually a pretty good paint job, though.
Sure, Captain Planet.
I think that's what it's.
Come to find out, this is a 7-year-old.
This is the youth
under 12, under 20.
No, it'd be crazy if someone just comes out and say, "Okay, now how moving the fuck on to
they
the make adult.
A fireball too." Like,
is that the bus
perfect grade bus? Perfect grade.
Girl. Trying to grab her
Rita
soul.
Coming down.
Right, trying to grab her soul.
That might win. That sorry, might bro. Win, Jack.
I'm telling you, dude. Oh, there's another B-Pax.
But that's, it's like the completed version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all the Psycho Frame stuff is like only half showing.
Yeah.
It's got armor and everything else.
I kind of need that.
Kind of there's armor on the biceps too. Yeah, you're right. This is the complete version. Hide.
Yeah,
there it is. Man, what is this? Ugh, another Burger Bue. It looks okay. Doesn't look too
rugged.
Bad.
Is in. Have we seen a clean build yet? Just a flat out clean build.
No. Everything we've seen is either weathered, taken out, or half a dio.
No. All those Hazel kits.
Those are dios too, technically.
Yeah. I mean, like clean. Like, do you mean like weather and clean, or just
weather and clean?
Yeah, that Hazel that was in the
purple Hazel, but that had a bit of weathering on it too.
Anything in that
appreciating shit. Or appreciating at least. Chinese, oh, sorry, good.
Chinese for sure.
Oh yeah. Look at a shark with a sonar radar attached to his head. On top of him. That's funny.
Poseidon? Zigok Poseidon?
That must be what it is.
It's a Chinese god of water. That's what it looks like.
That's funny. You got the shark with the radar, the sonar beacon on him. What's that?
It's like a fish?
Yeah, it's
shrimp.
Zigok? Shrimp? Might be a Chinese divinity. All right, okay. Here we go. Youth.
Now this is just a straight build, right? Yeah.
There we go. Clean build.
Clean
straight build. That's what we're looking for. All right, there you go.
12 years old.
Paint job, flat as hell, smooth as hell.
You think it's painted?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it looks painted because there's blue panels there that are painted too, like parts of it that are blue. Fuel tank.
No berserk, Nate.
There we go.
Yep.
I like this. This reminds me of Adidas.
Aerial rebuild with the Sazabee motorcycle. No, it sounds to be it's Shinanji motorcycle. My bad. Shinanji motorcycle.
Final Fantasy looking shit.
He's showing off the small sword. He's got a giant giant building killer behind him.
Right. Who thinks I'm gonna take the Shinaju pieces and make it a motorcycle?
On broken glass.
Right.
Oh. Here we go.
Oh, yep.
Now we're dealing with the kids. With
the kids. Hey, that first row might have been like, you know.
Yeah, the 29 top, over. 29 over, yeah.
18
and 20 and over. 12. That dial looks really good, though, for a young person.
Here we go. Now we're in my lane.
Damn it.
Got an IBO looking kit.
Is that painted?
Looks like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume that everything in here is painted.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume nobody here got to top 10 or to, with a straight build.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Jesus.
That looks pretty good. Ling Martin.
They won.
Yep, they won. They won youth. All right. The 12 and under goes to Sean.
This guy.
He just ended up with a full beard.
Right. Proxy ass.
Yeah. Are you?
Cool. Yes. I like the paint job. The splinter on it.
Yeah, the razzle dazzle camo.
Yeah,
nice with the double fin funnels. Remember, this is an RE1100 coupe. This is your thing.
This is my thing. This is
okay.
This is something I would.
Dynasty Warriors. Dope. Dynasty Warriors 3. It's the spear attack.
At least in the horse looks real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brown horse. Golly.
There's more. Yeah. I thought that was it. Oh, wow. Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shows promise.
Psycho Doga.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny. That's actually a little bit more accurate street than most because
right.
A lot of streets have like that, a lot of that empty space. they're not all full of buildings all the time.
Is that Zimmerman? Is that what that shit's called? Anyone know?
Psycho Doga?
No, that weathering.
Oh, the armor? Yeah. Zimmerman armor. Yeah. Okay. Wouldn't that suck if you were like a Zaku pilot and you just tagged the Gundam? You're like, yeah, I blew off his arm. He's flying.
Right. Damn it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Captured. Yeah, 2.0's a Gundam.
Oh, Zero.
Captured Gundam, yeah. Nice. Ooh. Oh, wow, look at that. Yeah, go into the shield. There you go. That looks good. That looks really good. You know the Earth Federation made some budget cuts on that shield.
Yeah.
If a beam saber goes straight through it.
Okay. I wonder how they picked, because they had to definitely dwindle these down to get to those numbers.
It's a giant hang G Quacks.
Man, we got some heat, man. There is some heat. I don't know if you guys seen that the Builder Pan build he just finished up.
Oh yeah.
That's damn near another GBWC worthy build that he just did.
Mm.
I know you saw it too, Austin.
Yep.
Yeah, bro. I don't even got worries. When I seen him hanging it in the resin, I said, oh, he's up to some shit. And then what he did after the fact with the little car.
Right. He did driving past.
Yeah.
Good Lord. But it's all right, gentlemen. We'll get there. We're gonna build a. We're just all gonna pull the money.
Yeah, look at that, bro.
But like, yeah, that looks dope. That looks amazing. That looks amazing. Look at that.
What do you think? Super gloss. Everything.
Huh?
What do you think it's super gloss for the wet effect?
Yeah, it has to be.
But it looks like there's smoke coming off the water, bro. That shit looks crazy.
Right.
I don't know how you got the bubbles to pour, like, be perfect like that, too.
That's what got me. I don't know how he got the bubbles like that.
Then
yeah,
it looked like a
syringe. And
syringe? Yeah, just heat up it, like,
was,
like Dan said. Like, he took the syringe and put air bubbles in it.
Look how many he added, too. It's like, he had to do the whole thing because it's all drying at one time. And that in the layers that he's doing. So he had to get there and stab it.
I heard people say that shit gets hot too. It's like, I would have fucked around and melted the whole Gundam.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. It melts the plastic face too hot.
That's the plastic on his left arm. So I don't know how that didn't melt. It's a bottle.
And it's dope because you still get the light refraction of looking at it in the waters because it's not even.
Bro, Christ.
And look at the water's color too.
Yeah,
it's, the water is perfectly blue. It's purple. I mean, purple, it's green. That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
The water dripping off. This, like I said, this is a whole nother GBWC build. He could win GBWC with this if he wanted to.
Yeah, look at the water detail on the leg coming out of it too. Like the ripples there on the bottom left hand corner, the water of his leg coming out. The ripples, the lines that are represented there make it look almost like that's crazy.
Which one? This or the Vidar?
This.
That. I like the Vidar, but that. Yeah, nah. The dragon looks dope. But I think the dragon takes the cake and the piece. But the other one, it feels more complete. This looks dope, though. It looks like a Dark Souls or
he's tough.
Something from Bloodborne.
Here you go for Kratos Corner. He should have way more than 3,000. You're not a
smaller builder pan, man.
Mm-hmm.
lock in.
Oh, there's a tank at the bottom of the water? I didn't even see that. Dude, even outside this the water, right, it looks sick.
Yeah, like this right here sold me. If you tell me he went from this to what he finished it.
Dang.
Crazy.
Dang.
Like, commission him to do the scene from Thunderbolts with the three-act guys.
Yeah, water. Yeah, with the three-act guys making special forces.
An AP, bro. Look at that. The hand part, the hand-painted markings on the kit.
And
mind you, how is he painting this? Is this by hand?
It's a plastic.
He's gotta be.
Plastic to add, like, the iron.
That metal effect. Yeah, that metal effect. It gotta be by hand.
By hand is crazy.
Like almost like a Mark Hay build.
Yeah, literally.
This looks good enough to be like in a movie, like as a miniature for a movie.
The Iron Divers? Got his kill markers on his side.
This looks good enough to be like a prop for a movie.
Oh, God.
This looks crazy.
Yeah, bro. I mean, when he took the vacuum and made it a base, a dial, I knew it was trouble, bro. Go down to that vacuum.
To the vacuum?
Yeah, a vacuum cylinder. Keep going. Not, it's another build. One more. Are you see those two little cylinders? Go to the first one.
This one?
Yeah. Scroll. So that shit's a vacuum.
It's a vacuum filter.
Yeah, a vacuum filter.
Yep.
Yo! He turned the vacuum filter into a tire.
The comment section.
Was the first time you seen this?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! You can't be stopped, bro. When I seen that shit, I had to put my phone down. I don't think I built anything since I seen this.
That looks crazy good. That's crazy good.
Damn. Good shit and good luck. That's all I could say.
Yeah.
This is the type of stuff I think Builder Penn is going to try to make it down to Plamo next year. So get on your horse now, Jack.
Come on.
He's got to rent a truck.
Fuck renting a truck. We got to do something.
Hey, no GBWC builds allowed up. You can't bring that to Plamo.
We got to put up a fight, dog. Fellas, we got to put up a fight.
At the door.
I'm talking about our bills. I need to
bring about a timetable for a year or two.
New so rule. If it doesn't fit in the overhead compartment, you can't bring it.
Right.
I gotta get right. In the lab.
That's inspiring now.
That's just inspiring.
Absolutely. If people look at this stuff and go, you know what, get jealous or whatever, get mad that your kids don't, you should be looking at this and say, all right. Almost like that Cam Newton, like when he went like this, okay, and let's go, right? Like all of it, like that shit is inspiring. It makes you want to push yourself to another limit, and that's what this community is about, man. Like that's what you got to do. Use other people to be that vice to help you push yourself. I bet you if you reach out to him, he'll sit there and tell you, like, for sure, like, oh, this is what I did, you know? And here you go. I mean, this is how I feel, right? Like, share this tab. This is how you got to feel when you go into Plamo. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We know what we got to do. We know what we got to do, and we're going to do it.
Hey, invest in yourself. Take your time. Practice. That's it. Ricky's been talking, I don't know, bro. Ricky might come in there. He got his scribing shit. He might be first place in something next year. I know what your game plan is, what you plan to bring down there. You're trying to place top three in the entire competition.
Got you.
Everyone's trying to get better, man.
I got you. And it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be an event. So make sure y'all get ready for your Plamo builds. Again, Plamo 2026. Be tuned in for the dates. We're going to be down there. We're going to try to host it. So make sure y'all tune in. And to help out, Chris, tell them where they can go, Austin.
Yeah, we go to Vulcan Hobby and use our code THEUNDERGATE10 to save 10% on your next order. Once again, that's VulcanHobby.com and use our code THEUNDERGATE10 to save 10% off on your next order. CD, tell them where you get your paints.
We get the paints that we use to paint these kits from SMS, and you can use code Chloe's Dad to get 10% off directly with SMS. They're a lacquer-based paint brand out of Australia. They offer pour-ready, airbrush-ready paints. Pour spray go using code Chloe's Dad to get 10% off directly with SMS.
It is. And get your kits ready by using gun primer. Use code COOP10 directly with gun primer to get 10% off of your order. That's to get the balancer, the gritter, the glazer,
the razor,
all of it. So make sure y'all check out gun primer. Again, use code COOP10 to get 10% off of your order. Man, push yourself, push yourself, push yourself. Take your time. Look up the word Kaizen. Again, like I told y'all last week, Kaizen, 1% better each day. That's laying down the panel line guide on the kit. Yep. And tomorrow, go back and line it up. And then the next day, go back and go down. And then it'll eventually come together.
I seen someone say today, just put 5 minutes. Put a timer on 5 minutes on your hobby a day.
Right. That's it. That's it. Stay in your lane. Mind your business, people.
Keep your head down.
Please, please, please. Unless it's something that you need to step into. Common sense. Use common sense. Act like you've got some home training. Make your parents proud.
Leave grease trucks alone.
Yeah. Please. Leave old men alone. Shit.
Yeah.
168 hours down, another 168 hours to go until the next episode of the Undergated Podcast presented to you by the Undergated Network. I am Coop.
over there is CD, down there is Austin. We're Undergated, never underrated, baby. Peace.